Welcome back to part two of the Dementia Podcast Festive Edition. We're going to continue thinking about the traditions and support that people need by focusing on festivities and food. And it's so important to think about the holiday season where there is so much food around and there are so many things happening. And the traditions are very important for all those that may be gathering together. But it's important as we think about somebody having dementia that we think about the pace and number of things that are happening and how we might spread these out to ensure that the person can participate and is not overwhelmed. Now, tradition is so important in all cultures, and at this festive period, it's important to think about the traditions and the role the person with dementia has played. Were they the chief cook? Are they the person that provides the toast? Do they carve the turkey? All of those things are important to reflect on. I know, for example, that I really like being part of the cooking experience. I'll often have the tea towel over my shoulder and working on the gravy. I certainly don't like anybody else to touch the wooden spoon that's in the pot. But we all have the things that are important for us to be taking part in. So how do we facilitate and support that? It's also important to think about not doing too many things, so the pace of things is also really important. Now, the importance of contrast is probably not something we consider in relation to the Christmas table, but it can be a really important tool. And as we hear from Colleen, there's some great advice and tips about making sure that people can see and sense what's going on. So as we consider how contrast can be our friend to help a person engage with the meal and all the things that are happening, it's really important to hear these wise tips from Colleen. Thank you again for joining me, Colleen. Have you got any tips in terms of residential care on how we present food and how we need to think about it in relation to somebody with dementia or people even bringing in food and how we make sure that everybody gets to enjoy it and it's a success?
Yes, Colm. Well, food, as you know, particularly in across Hammond Care, and I'm very pleased to say Southwood, our food culture is very important to the way that we care for people. So we like to make meals and preparation of meals a social time between carers and families and residents. And we want to make it a successful experience. So we need to think about things such as how a table is set up. We need to look at things like colours to allow for that contrast between table and plate. We need to make it as best as possible that the person eating that meal is going to succeed at that. So they may not be able to use a knife and fork anymore. So we would then offer finger foods or have meals pre-cut up so it's easy. We would look at different colours and the plating of the meal, looking that there is separation between meats, vegetables, that type of thing, and looking at the softness and the texture. Is that person able to chew to make it a nice and enjoyable experience? We also need to look at the lighting of where people are seated. We're blessed with a lot of sunshine, so that's really nice to have the natural light, but also within the cottage environment, we need to make sure that there is adequate lighting so people can see what they're eating. So those things are quite important when we serve residents their meals.
And I think it's a really important point you've made about finger foods. I can't tell you the amount of times where somebody said that somebody's no longer able to use cutlery, and realizing that the cutlery on the plate is one thing, on the table, sorry, is one thing, but then putting the fork in somebody's hand and suddenly that triggers that memory. So you're right, we have to think about all of the elements of this, from the light to the contrast to the noise around. There's so many things I'm sure you've had to think about to problem solve over the years for people. But of course, it's also a time of enjoying wonderful meals. Are there any particularly wonderful dishes or experiences of getting families involved that you can share with us?
Oh, most certainly. Over the years, we've had wonderful days where it's the residents' Christmas party within each cottage. And that's just a full day of celebration where we can have family and friends come to have a meal with their loved one. It's obviously with COVID this year, things are a little bit different. But in previous years, we have had cottages full. and cottages full of love and excitement and that real sense of community and belonging, because people are there together and they're there to make it a lovely day for residents. They can share a meal together. There's an abundance of food. We're very blessed with the abilities of our staff to be able to cook and prepare meals. And it can go for a couple of hours, actually, sometimes, but really, really pleasant and enjoyable. So those days are really special. And I think that people walk away from that, knowing that they've made a difference in a lot of people's day just by making that effort.
Thanks, Colleen. I'd also love your thoughts on people who've just recently been diagnosed with dementia. It's obviously a very concerning and anxious time as they consider the condition and what might change over the years ahead. What are some of the things that you would advise for people to think about?
Well, Conor, I think that support is really important at all times for people, but particularly over the Christmas period, we're often under a lot of stress. It's a very emotional time. And those things can really build up, and particularly if somebody that you love has been newly diagnosed. So I think knowing what support services are out there is crucial to people. But I also would encourage people to put their hand up and ask for that support. I think you really need to reach out. You don't want to come to a point of crisis, which just makes things, 100 times worse. So looking for different signs in yourself if you're not coping. But on a more positive note, I think that it's really important that you cherish every moment that you have with your loved one who's been diagnosed. I think that you make the best of enjoying the time that you can spend together, including with the, extended family or friends or other loved ones, and make more memories for yourselves. Make those memories, take lots of photos. Go to places that you loved throughout your time together and just going with the flow, really. I think it's a matter of taking each day as it comes, making the best of each day and looking to the future, living for the here and now. I think it's really important that, we make those precious memories for people.
Thanks for that sage advice, Colleen. And wherever you are in the world, we've linked on our podcast page where you can find your local Alzheimer's organisation, a great source of advice and support, especially if you've been recently diagnosed. Thanks again, Colleen, for being a guest on our Dementia podcast.
Very welcome, Colm. Thank you.
Now, it's really important to consider the use of light. Older people need double the level of illumination to be able to see simple things, for example, the food on the plate, or if they are unwrapping a present, or if they're doing some knitting or other things, the need to illuminate well is really important. We also need to avoid too much glare, so it's important to think about focused light or table lamps. It's going to help somebody be able to see and sense what they are doing. When we think about seating, it's really important to make sure that the person is seated in the best seat for them to feel in control and safe. If you sit the person with their back to the door that everything is coming in from, or where noise and activity as people arrive is happening, it could actually scare or make the person feel unsettled because they may not know to turn around and see what's going on, or frankly, there may be just too much going on. So sitting the person that they can actually see people coming in and out is probably going to make them feel a bit more settled. Even more so, sitting them next to somebody who's got some time to help them engage and follow what's going on can be important. A very simple thing is, now we don't want the dinner table to be too busy with too many pieces of cutlery for the person, but it may well be that sitting next to somebody who, as they pick up their fork, is going to cue that person to engage in the next stage of the meal may really help them. Now, all of these suggestions from our guests are about ensuring that the person with dementia is able to be in control, able to be engaged and supported. Sometimes, however, things can be overwhelming, and it's important to think about how we support a person when they may become distressed or frustrated. We've talked about the impact of noise. I'm joined by Ashley Roberts, one of our dementia consultants, to give us some of his thoughts. Thanks so much for joining us, Ashley. What are some of your thoughts on the management of noise and how we can help people think about this?
I think the first thing is the Christmas mute. You can have all these things on. It's just the volume of them, and it's the expectation of using at least one thing over another. So if you've got somebody that's, you know, if you're going to put Christmas music on, don't expect to have a conversation at the same time, particularly if it's music that is familiar to somebody. They might want to just sing along with that music rather than actually have the conversation with you. So you can have all of these things in the background. You just have to pick the one that you want. And also it's important as well not to make things, not to feel that you have to walk on eggshells as well, because people will pick up on that. And Christmas can be quite a sensitive time. And you've hit that was a really good point you made about, particularly if it's the person that's coming to dinner, the person living with dementia, may have been the one that organized all of this. And then you've got the family that are organizing it for them in their place, and the amount of, even now I'm thinking how stressful and how complicated that could be for family dynamics as well. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's about not sweating the small stuff, and just, mm-hmm. you can have all these things going on, and you can have, you know, it's about being a little bit more mindful.
Thanks for that great advice, Ashley. And I'm so glad you're going to join us in part 3 of the Dementia Podcast. But for now, thanks for listening, and see you very soon. Mm-hmm.